This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour here on the Tuesday. Whoops, wait a minute. Wednesday, Thursday. What the heck happened to Tuesday? What happened to Wednesday? Here we are, Jennifer. It's already Thursday.
Yeah, summer's over.
So, no, summer's not over.
Let's, oh, now look at you. Yeah, you get mad. Nope.
No,
summer's
no,
over.
No.
It's almost Jennifer. Christmas. Christmas will be here before you know it.
That may be true. Mm-hmm. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. So, Jennifer, what do we have that's trending that piques your interest? Are we going to have a sit-down meeting between President Trump and Mr. Mueller?
Highly unlikely, I think. Right, but right. Maybe, you never know. I thought the big trending item, actually, was that summer's over. I'm going to
no.
use you every single
no.
day. Every
no.
day.
No.
All right. No, I don't think that it is likely that that Mueller will get his hands on President Trump. I think that there have been some questions exchanged. The Trump legal team announced that they had given some stipulations for an interview with Robert Mueller. He, on the other hand, has responded.
To stop his rigged witch hunt.
That's right. But the big news, and that's just what we're getting at. The big news is that Jeff Sessions yesterday received a nice tweet from President Trump who said, we need to end this. We need to end this witch hunt. Now, President Trump could, if he wanted to, end the witch hunt, but, or if that's what he wants to call it, but he can't, because optically and politically that would be suicide for him. So what was a bit of frustration was vented on Twitter yesterday, and of course everybody, and you know, hey, I understand, when the president says something, people want to take it verbatim. This president, however, does lots of venting online. There is a new poll that's out that I think is kind of interesting, and it shows that the majority of Americans think that the FBI exhibited political bias in its handling of investigations.
No.
Involving President Trump.
Shocking.
And Hillary
really?
Clinton. Yeah,
oh my
I know.
God, no.
This is a Harris X poll that surveyed over 1,000 Americans and found that 62% of them believe that the FBI was biased in handling the high-profile investigation into Hillary's use of a private email server while she served as Secretary of State. 38% believed that the bias favored Clinton, while 24% thought the bias hurt her. Of course, many are on the left side of the aisle, on Hillary's camp, think that James Comey and the FBI actually ruined her chances of becoming president. A similar percentage of Americans, 59%, said they believed the FBI also suffered from bias in the Trump probe, but more believed that the president was hurt by the bias than those that thought the bias was existed against Hillary Clinton.
So confusing.
The idea, well, the one thing that comes out of this is that there is a certain set of rules for certain people, and then there are a certain set of rules for the rest of us. And I think that's what's most disturbing about all this, is that we want to make sure that our Department of Justice treats everybody the same under the law. And there have been, obviously, there are a lot of people in minority communities who don't believe that that's the case. And there's a whole political class of people who are now proving the point that we don't receive the same types of treatment that they might.
Really? What an outrage. Jennifer, very upset with that information.
What did I just say? Because I think you were typing an email.
Trump and tariffs. I want to move
what
on.
I just said.
No,
that's
I know.
Not what
I
just
don't
said.
Want Trump and tariffs. More tariffs.
Who are you sending
tariffs.
An email to, Doug? Cop to it. Come on.
Now, I want to know what the story is on tariffs. Remind
There's
me
no story on
you.
Tariffs. What do you want
tariffs.
To know?
I want to know if this increase to 25% was it 10% originally, and now it's up to 25%. Why not just smack? Let's just stick 100% there, 200%, 300%. Why don't we just shut China down? That's probably in our best interest, isn't it?
I think so. I think the people who underestimate, who are, when we're looking at who the enemies of this country are, if you ignore China and India, that's not a good thing, because those are the two countries that will surpass our economy in the next 10 to 20 years. And so anything that we can do to fix the bad deals that we've cut for ourselves, anything that we can do to even the playing field now, is almost like a diet that you have to go on as a nation. I'm for free global trade. I'm for free trade. But when it comes to these terrible deals that have been set up where the United States is constantly losing and we're not growing against our competitors, well, then that's problematic, because with the largest economy comes the power. And I don't think any of us here want other countries to surpass us in that department. Did you send the latest email? What are you doing?
I actually have just...
You're doing a radio show.
I know I am. So here's what's distracted me.
Yeah, tell me.
Right. You ready?
I'm good on TV?
No. I just... this is... my focus is always on what we're doing, but I find things sometimes that just... they just scream, pay attention to this, talk about this. And
is
thus
is
the story...
about big butts?
No, this is about a guy named Shri Thanadar, S-H-R-I, only in America. Shri Thanadar, T-H-A-N-E-D-A-R. You can look him up. I was about to do some people in the news anyway. This guy, the story here is really, it's amazing. Here's a guy who starts a chemical testing lab. And he comes to this country. First of all, comes to this country from Pakistan. He lives in Detroit. He is interested in America and what it's done for him. He supported various candidates, John McCain, Marco Rubio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he comes to this country and gets a job as a garage door installer. And he works as a clerk in a local theater, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, so he then devises a way to run a testing lab. He's a scientist at heart. And now he wants to run for governor of Michigan as a Democrat. And the Democrats are all worked up about this because apparently there are so many people who are from this neck of the woods that live in the greater Detroit area. They think this guy really has some hooch. He's got some ability to maybe kind of mess things up politically. And he was originally the Democrat. Say, hey, this guy's no Democrat. He's a Republican. But the fact that he came here, this is the story of people who come to the country and do it the right way. Here, he comes as a youngster, they go through the process, becomes a legal citizen, starts a business, and becomes successful, and now wants to get involved in the political realities of our country. I just found it fascinating, so I apologize for getting distracted, but I found the story of his running for governor of Michigan to be... there's a play even about this guy that somebody wrote called A Blue Suitcase. He's written a memoir about his life, and he now wants to pay back. He wants to give back and run, be a contributor, run for governor of Michigan. I don't know. I just found, you may not enjoy my enthusiasm for this, but I just found it fascinating. No? Shri Thanadar.
I don't know if I would necessarily call that, you know, a headline that just grabs my attention that I have to
but
look
I,
at.
You know,
I also
you know
don't
well
know
enough.
If I buy that's what you were really doing.
No. you know me. I am interested in strange things.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Being a wise guy.
So what were you really doing?
15 past the hour.
Still.
If you have not had a good night's rest, 80 million American adults did not get a good night's rest last night. You are sleep deprived. Jennifer's one of them. Imagine the outrage of suspecting me doing... now, this is because she hasn't had enough rest. Sleeping
right.
less than the recommended 7 hours. If you're not getting enough rest, it will affect your alertness, your performance on the job. You know that, Jennifer.
What?
So... if you didn't get enough rest last night, I suggest that you go to MyPillow.com, Use the promo code DJV to get a better night's rest by taking advantage of all the specials that they have. For example, right now, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, half price. Yep. You get four pillows, you pay for two. That's the deal. 100% machine washable, 100% machine dryable. Wash it, dry it, use it, set it up. Jennifer has hers, even though she didn't get enough rest, she has her My Pillow and just puts it together, sticks her head in the little pockets, and rests very well. Very well. And maybe she needs to go take a nap right now.
Stick my head in the pockets. That's what I do.
That's right. And enjoy other things they have at MyPillow. For example, beside the pillows that they built their business on, there's a dog bed that I just got for Daisy May. Really cool. The comfort, the stuffing in the bed is the same as the stuffing in the pillow. So you know they're going to rest well. So there are all kinds of, I said, you go look at the all the things that are being offered, the mattresses, the pillows, the sheets, pillowcases, all that stuff, all 50% off or better using the DJV code. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and cell fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh no, what have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on!
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief, available in the store near you.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands like Levi's, Adidas, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Under Armour. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get with no limits. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 3rd through 12th. Redeem August 13th through 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Okay, so the floods in Japan, heat wave there have killed more than 300 people in the past month. Disasters all over the place, but we think of them only here in our country. But around the world, there have been a lot of people killed because of severe flooding, landslides, fires, that kind of stuff. And Japan has been an example of it. A lot of things in areas where they're going to have the Summer Olympics in 2020. Wow, that'll be something if the heat and the problems they're having over there. Because Japan's one of the wealthiest nations in the world. If they can't deal with it, what in the heck is going to happen? I was more focused on the fires in California, Jennifer. What's the update there?
Yeah, this is still a story ongoing in the state of California. There is still a lot of heat, and the fires are still going strong. Jerry Brown, our governor, yesterday told reporters that this is just the beginning, that this is going to be the future for California. Well, that might be true, because a lot of environmentalist groups won't clear dead trees out of the forest.
There ought to be a citizens' lawsuit, or whatever they call it, class action.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's just absurd. That's
Jerry
absurd.
Brown told reporters that large destructive fires would probably continue and cost the state billions of dollars over the next decade. He loves to talk about global warming, and he says the serious predictions of that global warming are fires that occur, and especially those in 2040, 2050. He said by that time it will be almost impossible for the state to recover. Right now, 13,000 firefighters are fighting 16 fires in the state of California. They burned 320,000 acres. So
21 after the hour.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Get into one of my favorite portions of the program, Throwback Thursday. Got 5 minutes to go through the top five songs from any given week. Music's such an important part of our lives, so we devote a portion of every hour to some musical news. But this is just throwback stuff, a way for us to have some fun. These are the top five songs from this week in 1986. First one is number five, and maybe we'll devote 4 of the 5 minutes to this song. That's one of my favorites from the Moody's. Moody Blues in Your Wildest Dreams. Crank it up. This, for me, pretty much exemplifies, demonstrates why the Moody's have been so popular all through the years. Their ability to take, they've been around for 50 years, and they're still going strong, and their music is so meaningful. It's symphonic. It's just fabulous. And this is a good representation. Again, Your Wildest Dreams. Justin Hayward's the lead singer. Did you like this, Karen? You know the Moody's anyway. Did you know them before?
Well, I knew Nice and White Satin. This is one of the only songs that I like by the Moody Blues. But
really?
Yeah. It's interesting that you say this song is representative of why they're so popular, because this is one of the only songs I like by them.
Oh, see,
but
there you
each
go.
Their own.
That's right. Exactly. It's an age thing. All right, number four on our list of the top five this week in 1986 belongs to Kenny Loggins. Yes, of Loggins and Messina. This is him on his own with Danger Zone. Not one of my faves from him. But it, interestingly enough, captures the sense of what Loggins and Messina were all about, because it sounds like Loggins and Messina without Messina. That's really what, I mean, this is, shows you how important he was to that sound. Crank it up, Gary. Who remembers this song? This is an 80s, and all those songs that the stations are playing music from the 80s now. This is a perfect example of sound.
This is a classic one.
Yeah,
I got to laugh because last time I went to Annapolis, Maryland, it was a really nice day, and some car went by with their convertible top down, and it was two guys like my age blasting this song.
Really?
It was great.
All right. Number three from this week in 86, Janet Jackson's Nasty. Nasty. Does she perform this in her all her concerts?
I would think so. This is one of her biggest hits that I know.
It is. Nasty.
It's so weird, though, because I do not think of Janet Jackson and Kenny Loggins and the next two songs. I don't put them in the same, like, time category at all.
Yeah,
so it's weird to realize they were all big at the same time.
Yeah, right. For me, the Moody's are best examples of even 60s, 70s, 80s rock. Number two from this week in 86 belonged to Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer. This song and him, No Reason to Exist, as far as I'm concerned. They both suck.
I'm surprised you don't like this song.
I don't.
I like it, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, crank it up then. Like I said, four of the five songs you can kiss off. Peter Gabriel, I'm not sure which one I think is worse, this song by Peter Gabriel or the number one song of the week, Joe Collins and Genesis.
I guess I'm biased because my dad likes Genesis.
Actually, this is not a bad tune. Invisible Touch, not a bad tune in reality. Real pop music. Genesis, first week at number one, and it is number one. This week, 1986 is the year. Got it? Mysterious. So, Invisible Touch, number one. Number five was Moody Blues, Your Wildest Dreams. There it is. Top five songs this week in 1986 here on the DJB Experience.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are the automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Toyota may stop importing certain models if the government imposes tariffs on foreign cars. Tariffs could add 10 to 25% on the cost of a new car. Toyota's reaction may be to increase the price of new cars to cover the cost or just stop importing some models that don't make sense. So what Toyota cars are built outside the U.S.? The RAV4, the Prius Range, CHR, Land Cruiser, Mirai, Forerunner, and the entire Lexus lineup. They could all be subject to price hikes or cancellations. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Kellatrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Kellatrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOT.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is seeking to walk back a tweet from President Trump calling for an end to the Russian election meddling probe, saying he was expressing an opinion and not giving an order to the Justice Department. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said President Trump wants the special counsel to end it because it's corrupt.
The president is stating his opinion.
Sir, do those tweets account as interference, sir?
The president ignored questions about a series of tweets that suggested a new level of anxiety. This is a terrible situation, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions should stop this rigged witch hunt right now.
I have recused myself.
Because of that decision, Jeff Sessions can take no action. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has overseen Mueller's probe, which began over a year ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with the ladies of the day, including Kara Schillen. Okay, speaking of ladies, I have something very special for women listening right now. Gentlemen, you may be upset with the results of this, but we're going to try it anyway. I haven't done this for ages and ages and ages, this kind of a contest, but I haven't really. This is summertime, and we kind of want to chill out a little bit. So here's what's going to happen in the next few minutes. Ladies are going to come up with a story or with an experience, better yet. I want you to go through in your mind, or maybe if you're in the bedroom of the house and your husband or your boyfriend hasn't left yet, go through their pockets maybe their wallet, whatever it is. If you find a phone number that you don't know about or you find something that you're concerned about, I'd like you to call us. I don't know what will happen. 888-302-3684, but I know for the best story, you will be rewarded with $100 in cash. All right? 888-302-3684. This may work. It may not. Who the heck knows?
We may ruin some marriages.
We may.
Great.
Hey, hip, hip, hooray for us. All right, 888-302-DUG. That's 888-302-3684 with a story about what you have found in the pockets. You do the wash, maybe. It's a traditional family, and you take care. And it could, it doesn't have to be embarrassing. It could be cute. But Kara is the judge. The best story in the next 10 minutes gets $100 in cash. 888-302-3684. So think about in your memory when you've been going through pain. It may not even be your husband. It could be somebody else. It could be one of your children. What's the most unusual, exciting, strange, troubling thing you've ever found in a pocket or a wallet? I don't know what you're doing in somebody else's wallet, but it does happen. Even maybe online. Maybe you've nosed around in somebody's computer and you found something there that you didn't like. What did you find and how has it affected your relationship with that person? 888-302-3684. Tell the story. Tell all for $100 in cash.
And here I thought we were going to do fun stories, so now I'm going to have to be the judge of whose relationship story is the worst.
Could be fun, one way or another. Who the heck? It may be that nobody wants to tell the story. There may be secrets.
Yeah, those are typically kind of... no one wants to go and tell someone else if they found someone's phone number in their...
So here's how we handle that. If, in fact, you have one of these stories and you want to tell it and you don't want to identify yourself, use another name. When we're off the air, you can tell us what your real name is and where you want the money to go. All right? So we're looking through pockets. You're looking through things, or what do you remember seeing, or when you asked for an explanation, you didn't like the explanation that you got. All right? 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DUG. I'll let you think about it. Work it over. $100 in cash to the best story in the next few minutes. Phone numbers, whatever the heck it may be. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, some people in the news. Australian golfer Jared Lyle, spending his final days surrounded by loved ones. He made a decision this week to go into palliative care. He's 36 years old. He's been undergoing his third stint of cancer treatment for a recurrence of acute myeloid leukemia. He beat the cancer twice, back in 98 as a teenager, and again in 2012 as he returned to play professional golf. He made an emotional comeback to the course a couple of years ago, the Australian Masters, for trying his luck at using a medical exemption to win back his PGA Tour card. That was in 2015. He claimed two professional victories through his career, in the 2008 Mexican Open and then again at the Knoxville Open. He has a career high ranking 196 in the U.S. Professional Golfers Association. The tour set up a fund to help his wife, Brianne, and their two children with medical costs through his health battles. The wife has been posting about her husband's deteriorating health during recent months, but her most recent update to his followers on Facebook confirmed the bad news. Earlier today, she writes, Jared made a decision to stop active treatment and begin palliative care. He's given everything that he's got to give, and his poor body can't take it anymore. He's reached his limit. Doctors have finally agreed they can no longer strive for a positive outcome. So hold a good thought. Okay, for Jared Lyle, that's a horrible situation. I just went through that with my friend who is the state rep here. He died about a month and a half ago after going through the same stuff. Tough, tough stuff. All right, a couple of more stories, and then we'll get to some of the calls here. Listeners who have gone looking through pockets or wallets or online and found something they didn't know. Doesn't have to be doesn't have to be embarrassing. It could be cute, whatever it is. But for the best call we get in the next few minutes, $100 in cash. Here's the story of Tiffany Haddish. New cover story for Glamour magazine. She reveals she was raped by a police cadet, the age of 17. She says, that whole experience put me in such a messed up place for a long time. I ended up going to counseling. She starred last year in Girls Trip, remember? And she's in Night School and Nobody's Fool. It's movies that are coming out this fall. She reported the assault at the time, but didn't go into detail about what came of it. She said her attacker lied about his age and befriended her after meeting at a family member's baseball game. On the night of the high school dance, she said the man offered to give her a ride home. Things took a turn for the worse. I don't know if we have to know, you know, what the whole thing here. It's a hashtag Me Too story that doesn't go anyplace good. All right, so Kara, so I do one more story. You want me to go to the phones? What do you want me to do? 302-368.
You can do one more story. How about that?
One more story. All right. Okay. She goes through. Everybody, hold on. The story of Alex Jones, radio host, kind of a schnooker, if you know what I mean. And a man who's speaking. He's the host of a program called InfoWars. He's the conspiracy theorist. He's seeking $100,000 in court costs from a family in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, who is suing him for defamation. So the hearing began this week. This goes back to the shooting in December of 2012. Couple argues that Jones' claims of the shooting being a hoax led to a barrage of death threats against them, forcing them to relocate seven times. Hearing is scheduled for today, as a matter of fact, in this lawsuit. This is really messy. Jones playing the victim is dirty. Defamation allegations. He's a dirtbag. I used to think he was okay, but not anymore. Ugh. All right, what are we doing here? Am I going to Sedona? Let's try Sedona first. Do I need to put this person on the air? We haven't used the phones for ages, so I can do. We're all set with Tom, yeah? Or do I click on the?
You're all set.
I'm all set. Hey, Tom. Tom's calling from Sedona, Arizona. So this is a twist on it because I was expecting women to call with their story. What's your story?
My story is that I went to a garage sale with my father, and I came across a shirt that had a lot of pockets, and on the sleeves and on the chest, and I love pockets, and I love to be able to put my phone and stuff like that. And I bought it for a couple of bucks, got home, and I tried it on. It fit perfectly, and I looked at my dad, and I said, look at this. This is really a nice shirt. And he goes, that is a nice shirt. He goes, but looks like you got a pack of cigarettes in the pocket. And I reached up to my chest, and I pulled out $350. It was all, you know, folded and everything, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he's as honest as Abe Lincoln, and he said to me, he goes, what are you going to do? And I knew what he meant, and so we had to go back to the garage sale. We approached the lady, and I said, this was in the pocket, and she said, oh, my God, that's my son's paycheck, and he's sleeping right now, and I told him anything left on the floor, because he's such a slob, is going to go with the garage sale. And so I gave her the money, and I'm backing out the driveway, and she come running up and knocked on the window, and she handed me $2.20 and a 10 and said, this is for you, for your good deed. And she said, and my son's loss for being such a slop.
You didn't get the $350, but you got a couple of bucks from her. How much did she give you for returning it?
$50.
$50.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. That's a good story. I like that. We'll see if maybe we can add to the fine. Maybe the story's worth a couple of bucks more. Hold on a second, Tom. Nice to have your voice here. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen with Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Doug. This one's embarrassing. So I was married. I did not ever go through my husband's personal anything. Briefcase, wallet, never. I have a real thing about that, but I picked up a pair of his casual pants to wash them, and there was something very heavy in one of the pockets, which I, you know, knew it wasn't his wallet because he was at work, or key, it wasn't keys, it wasn't a wallet. I thought, what on earth did he leave in the pocket that would be heavy, like metal, that's heaviness of that. And I told your lady that answered the phone, it was my... I have a sex object toy but not for women. I couldn't see how a woman would use that, and I made the assumption it was for two men. So mine is not, we're not married anymore.
Because of that?
But I wonder if other people have...
Are you not married anymore to him because of that?
No, there were other things, but that really changed the way I felt about him.
Mm-hmm.
It was...
did you ask him what it did? Did you ask him about it? What did he say?
Not right away. I probably took a few days and I brought it up. Actually, what I said to him is, I took this out of your pocket when I was washing your clothes, you know, washing our clothes. And it wasn't a very good answer.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me lose trust.
So, that's the worst thing. If you lose trust, you lose everything. There's no question about that. Sometimes you can regain the trust.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Had there been nothing else in my perception wrong in our relationship or that bothered me, I probably could have said, well, everybody deserves privacy.
Yeah.
But he left it in his pocket. And I, at that time, didn't work outside the home, so I did the laundry, and I really, if other callers have had this experience, I didn't know whether to think, maybe it was he wanted me to find it.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
It wasn't just like something, like a phone number. No, and that wouldn't bother me. If I saw a phone number, even with a lady's name, could be anything.
Yeah, I understand.
That's an interesting topic. I love the last one with the gentleman being honest. That's wonderful.
Well, I think that we don't tend to give ourselves and sometimes other people a benefit of the doubt. So these things are of consequence, I think, in a number of different ways, with good learning experiences. Hold on a second, Mary, will you please? All right, so Kara, this other person you were just talking to, I don't know, I pushed the button or whatever happened. What was the story? She found money in somebody's
wallet? That one was personally not as exciting. She went through her, I guess her husband was going through his own wallet and found an extra $20. I wish that would happen to me. And he asked her if she had put it there, and she said, no, honey, I go through your wallet and take money out. I don't put money in there.
No. Sweet. All right, so here's where, because we're squeezed on time. I think what I'll do is, because Tom got $50 from the lady when he turned the shirt back in, so why don't we give him $50? I said $100. So let's give Tom and Mary both $100, all right? Get their addresses, and we'll send them both I think that was... you see what happens during these circumstances.
It's
when you
so
do
hard
something
to
like this.
Say no to people.
Well, yeah, it is. But the other thing is, look what we learned. These are great human experiences. You found out that Tom was an honest guy. It's a great example of honesty as a priority. And Mary finding this thing. How many other women have had this experience and don't want to talk about it even? I mean, Mary may not be her real name, and it's not important, but these sorts of things do really wash away trust in people, and that's it's a good story, a good lesson. Both of them are. So thank you. Hold on just a second. Meanwhile, speaking of things to hold on to, the recipe for success when it comes to losing weight, you've heard me now for the last couple of months talk about Calitren, Calotren, and my success, losing weight, getting energy. I feel better. My body feels better, and I know it. Losing weight helps your body to function much better. Calitren is something that you take at night before you go to sleep. It works on your body, rejuvenating it, repairing it, regrowing muscle. You got to exercise, get strong, lean muscle, which pushes out the fat in your system. That's how you lose the weight, gain the muscle. As you are getting older, you're not able to produce the collagen that's natural in your body, so you supplement with Calitren. And that's how your body is stimulated, producing more nutrients, so you need bodily functions to work better. That's what happens here. Everything works better when you lose the weight. And go online now to toploss.com, special 10% off deal. If you use the DJV code, you'll get 10% off whatever bottles of Calitren you buy. Lose that weight. Toploss.com, special code DJV.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a pop single, and it also came from the movie Tootsie, which had impact on people. It was really a groundbreaking movie for its time, don't you think, Chucker?
It was what you call a high-concept movie. They got all the concepts right, and it was Dustin Hoffman. Terrific star turn. He turns 80 years old today. That song is It Might Be You, sung by a guy named Stephen Bishop that played at the end credits for that film. And in those days, you always got good end credit songs, not so much nowadays.
Yeah, no, but sometimes they use the movie music, in the movies themselves, but. And so when I think about Hoffman, I think about his roommate, Gene Hackman. They went to school together, been friends. I think they've only been in a couple of movies together. That movie where the jury fixer, remember that movie? Hackman is
a runaway jury?
Yes, right. Yeah,
that was. I think that was the only film they appeared together.
Ever worked together.
But yes, they were roommates, good friends. And I read a story that after Dustin Hoffman did the movie Hook, Gene Hackman called him Hook. And that nickname stuck to this day. A lot of his
really?
Friends.
So Hackman would be the same age as well, right? About 80?
Hackman's a little older.
Is he?
Hackman's in his, I believe, now upper 80s.
Is he?
I think he is.
Wow. Speaking of actors who are in their upper years, Alan Alda Remember him? I think he first
great
became prominent with
great
Nash,
yes.
Playing Hawkeye. But he's played a lot of different kinds of roles.
He was also in ER for three or four seasons. He's a fantastic talent.
Yeah, he is. He has admitted he has Parkinson's. So, what does that do for a person's ability?
He admitted he was on the ABC daytime talk show, The View, the other day, and at the end of the segment, told the audience that he had Parkinson's. And the reason he did it is because he noticed himself in a video clip where his pinky was twitching. And he didn't want the media to get a hold of it basically give false information on what's going on, because he says he's doing quite fine, actually, with Parkinson's, diagnosed a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can still act. Look, there are a number of people who have acted. Remember, these mental... Parkinson's is not mental, but it certainly is affected by what's in your brain.
Right.
But the other... Remember, we were talking about Loggia not long ago, being in the second Independence Day, but he was able to recite his lines, but he was in the throes of dementia at the time, didn't really know where he was, and people questioned why he was brought in to be on the set. But he was so much a part of the first Independence Day, they figured that it was necessary, or they had hoped that his family would agree to have him participate, which I thought was
right. Well, as that disease progresses, it gets worse. Obviously, two of the examples in terms of celebrities who had it was Muhammad Ali, probably being the most well-known, and Michael J. Fox,
right,
of course.
Exactly. All right, more movie news with Chuck Curry right after this.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can waste up to 10% of engine performance. Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands, like Levi's, Adidas, JanSports, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Under Armour. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get, with no limits. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 3rd through 12th. Redeem August 13th through 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, Chuck. What do we have for other movie news stories?
We're going to start with some horror news. Warner Brothers is getting ready to start shooting the sequel to The Shining called Dr. Sleep. It's going to star Ewan McGregor. And I read an interesting thing about it, is that this sequel might really not be a sequel to the movie version of The Shining, but more to the novel The Shining, which I think is going to confuse fans of that great original film. Other horror news: filming well underway on the sequel to last summer's hit horror film It. Jessica Chastain rounds out or anchors this adult cast in this film. She just signed on to do an action movie called Eve, although plot details are being kept under wrap. If you're a Mel Gibson fan, he just signed on to co-star with actor Colin Farrell in a revenge film titled War Pigs, about two World War II veterans who seek revenge on a couple of gang members who steal property from Gibson, now 62, is back in the business in a big time way, Doug.
He looks a lot older than that to me. My God, the way he's... Oh, my God, he looks a lot older than that, I think.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.